When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Dominator. I'm Josh Larkey. This is the Player Profiler Podcast Network. I'm going to be talking about 10 players to trade away in Dynasty. I'm going to give you the player, their consensus, Dynasty value on keep, trade, cut, what my concerns are, and then players or picks that I would rather have instead. Let's get right to it. 10 players. Number one, Jameson Williams, currently the wide receiver 47 on keep, trade, cut. J-Mo did nothing. As a rookie in 2022, he was recovering from his ACL tear, played in six games. He had nine targets. He caught one pass for 41 yards. 2023, he suspended the first few games of the season for gambling. I guess he's one of us. He played in 12 games, 24 catches, 354 receiving yards, two touchdowns. He carried three times for 29 yards and a touchdown. Some might say, oh, but did you see him in the playoffs this past year? Yes, yes, yes. He had exactly two catches in the first playoff game, two catches in the second playoff game, and two catches in the third playoff game. Now, the past 10 seasons, I really wanted to look at year two players because Jameson Williams disappointed last year in his second season. I looked at year two players with a target rate within about a percentage point of his in either direction. So they're targeted on a similar percentage of their routes. I wanted an average depth of target of at least 14 yards. We wanted real downfield threats like Jameson Williams. And I wanted a target share under 11% because as we all know, J-Mo just never really had a high target share. It hovered under 10% all year. I got eight players, including Jameson Williams. We've got obviously J-Mo. We've got Scotty Miller, Alan Lazard, Henry Ruggs, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Tyron Johnson, Preston Williams, and Will Fuller. Unless Jameson Williams is Will Fuller. Well, I really don't think he is, though. I mean, Will Fuller had a 92-target rookie season. Jameson Williams really lacks good player comps. That's highly concerning. On keep, trade, cut, you can flip him for Troy Franklin, Adonai Mitchell, Ladd McConkey. I do that in a heartbeat, try to get one of those rookie receivers. If you want a veteran, you can flip him for Keenan Allen or Calvin Ridley and actually get some real fantasy production the next couple seasons. Jameson Williams, sell. Player number two, Jonathan Taylor. Oh my God. Huh. We have come full circle from Player Profiler being the service that pounded the table for Jonathan Taylor in Dynasty ahead of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Here we are 4 years later, Jonathan Taylor as the consensus Dynasty running back five, sell. He's 25 years old. He's currently the running back six on Underdog Fantasy. That's a half PPR format, which benefits Jonathan Taylor. And that is 2024 best ball. So essentially, his expectations this upcoming season are RB6, lower than his current Dynasty value. He's 25 years old. He's not going to monopolize goal line carries with Anthony Richardson's presence. He won't catch many passes simply because he doesn't have a history of high pass catching. And Richardson's a mobile quarterback. And as we know at this point, running quarterbacks simply don't check the ball down as often as pocket passers. Why would you check the ball down to Jonathan Taylor if you're Anthony Richardson when you can just scramble for the 5-6 yards yourself? Now, Jonathan Taylor's played 4 years in the league. Of course, we remember when he was the RB1 in 2021. But 2020, he was the RB8 in fantasy points per game. And then the past 2 years, 2022, he was the RB17. In 2023, he was the RB12 in fantasy points per game. He's essentially had that one awesome season when he led the NFL in touchdowns, when he had a decent receiving role due to not having a highly mobile quarterback like Anthony Richardson alongside him. I'd say that right now is the perfect time to get out from Jonathan Taylor in Dynasty. He's still highly valued as the running back 5. I personally would flip him for a mid-2024 first and then reload at the quarterback or wide receiver position in Superflex. Now, before we get to player 3, if you want to engage with me in the comments section about player takes, see what I'm currently up to, you can follow me on Twitter at JLurkyTweets. Player number 3, Joe Burrow, the Dynasty quarterback 6. Sell. He's had 4 years in the league. He's had one season better than the quarterback 10 in fantasy points per game, but he's had two season-ending injuries. He's got the history of calf and knee injuries. That affects his mobility. That affects his rushing. And he's under 12 rushing yards per game in his career. That's very, very low. T. Higgins was franchise tagged. The wide receiver wants a trade. The supporting cast could decline and decline quickly. I would rather trade Joe Burrow straight up for the 2024 101. You either take Caleb Williams, then you try to put that pick on the block and just watch it accrue value, whatever it might be. I simply don't want Joe Burrow right now. I'd rather really would rather just have Caleb Williams. Player number 4, Jordan Addison as the consensus wide receiver 21 in Dynasty. Sell. Jordan Addison just wasn't targeted all that often as a rookie. For context, last year, DeMarcus Robinson was targeted on a higher percentage of his routes than Addison last year. Addison, he just happened to score 10 touchdowns. Only Mike Evans, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb. Oh, that's it. Mike Evans, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb were the only wide receivers to score more touchdowns than Jordan Addison last year. 6 rookie seasons the past 10 years featured a combination of targets per route run and average depth of target that looked like Jordan Addison. Those 6 seasons, one of them is Jordan Addison. So there's 5 players that look like him when you look at what percent of his routes he was targeted on and then how deep down the field he was getting targeted. So after Jordan Addison, we've got Keelan Cole, Darnell Mooney, Tajay Sharp, Jalen Reagor. Oh, and DK Metcalf. Though I think I'd say that Addison is certainly not DK Metcalf in terms of athleticism. And Metcalf also had a much higher target share as a rookie. Jordan Addison just happened to run more routes than pretty much every other receiver in the NFL last year. Now, Justin Jefferson was hurt for much of last season. And 2 of Jordan Addison's 3 games with 80 or more receiving yards, they did come when Jefferson was out. The one game they overlapped where Addison succeeded in a major way was week 15 against a Bengals defense that allowed the most yards per pass attempt in the entire NFL last season. And even still in that game, Addison was third on the team in targets behind Justin Jefferson and TJ Hawkinson. When we look at his situation this next year, it doesn't get much better. The Vikings will have Sam Darnold or a rookie quarterback under center for 2024. Even if the rookie quarterback gets acclimated by midseason and starts to look kind of good, well, that's when TJ Hawkinson should be fully healthy and fully back from his ACL injury. Jordan Addison at this point looks like a very expensive number 3 option in a passing game with a below average passing offense. And he's probably competing with Jefferson and Hawkinson for the next couple seasons as well. I would simply trade Jordan Addison away for Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice is cheaper on keep trade cut. I've talked on multiple episodes of The Dominator about why I love Rashee Rice in Dynasty. If you don't like Rashee Rice, I'll only be a little offended. You want picks instead? That's great. You can flip Addison right now for a mid to late 2024 first. The 108, 109 in Superflex should get that done. And I'm willing to roll the dice on another rookie pick and get out from Jordan Addison, whose rookie season was buoyed by a lot of touchdowns. Now, before getting to another overvalued year two wide receiver, if this podcast is getting you excited to do some fantasy drafts, I know it gets me hyped. You can feel my energy. Well, I think you might want to hear a few quick words from the Podfather.
Hey, you know, people always ask me, what's the World Series of Fantasy? What's the Super Bowl of Fantasy? And it's easy. It's the FFPC. Their signature Players Championship has a $6 million prize pool. And their best ball leagues start in February. And they're the answer to so many questions. Hey, what's the best place to get a Dynasty Orphan? Well, you can adopt a Dynasty Orphan at the FFPC right now. There's more orphans at the FFPC than anywhere else on the internet. That's why we partner with them. So if you want to play fantasy football for low, medium, high stakes, you love Dynasty, you love best ball, you love seasonal leagues, all types of fantasy footballers need to go to the FFPC. And remember, use promo code UNDERWORLD. Promo code UNDERWORLD gets you $25 off your first team. Promo code UNDERWORLD, $25 off your first team, no matter what the format is, at the FFPC. Go get it.
Let's get right back to it, folks. Player number 5 to trade away, Jaxon Smith and Jigba, the wide receiver 26 on Keep Trade Cut. I've talked about Smith and Jigba earlier on in a Dominator episode. His value is still ridiculous. So we're still going to talk about him until this course corrects. Jaxon Smith and Jigba had the same average depth of target, was targeted on the same percentage of his routes last year as another rookie, Dalton Kincaid. Only Dalton Kincaid plays tight end. Only Dalton Kincaid had a much higher yards per route run. Only that Dalton Kincaid has Josh Allen throwing him the ball with Stephon Diggs under contract just through 2024. Whereas Smith and Jigba has Geno Smith as his quarterback. And he plays with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, who are both under contract the next two seasons. Now, I did something similar to what I did with Jordan Addison. I looked at the past 10 seasons. I wanted rookie receivers targeted on a similar percentage of their routes to Jaxon Smith and Jigba at a similarly low average depth of target. Jaxon Smith and Jigba, same target depth, 6 yards downfield on average as Dalton Kincaid. He was basically a tight end in terms of the target depth. Let's look at the 8 receivers who had a moderate target rate and a super low average depth of target as a rookie the past 10 years. We've got Jaxon Smith and Jigba, Laviska Shenault, Marquise Lee, Sky Moore, Cody Core, Paris Campbell, Josh Downs, and Deebo Samuel. Josh Downs actually had a higher targets per route run, and it was on a full yard higher average depth of target. Now, unless you think Jaxon Smith and Jigba is the next Deebo Samuel, I don't, you should probably be very concerned. At the wide receiver position, George Pickens and Jaden Reed are valued below JSN, yet I prefer both because they've actually shown something, a lot, quite honestly, a lot at the NFL level already. Sell Jaxon Smith and Jigba. Player 6, we are also selling another receiver, young one, Romeo Doubs, as the wide receiver 48 on Keep Trade Cut. He's currently ahead of rookies like Ladd McConkey and Troy Franklin. He's even ahead of another still fairly young player in Jerry Jeudy, who we'll get to in just a second. Now, in 30 regular season games, Romeo Doubs has reached 80 receiving yards one time. He hit 80 yards in both playoff games this past year, though, hence the value inflation. This feels a lot like Gabe Davis when he had the 200-yard playoff game a few years back. Then he was a round 4 pick and redraft the next year. Doubs has averaged under 40 yards per game in both NFL seasons. He's behind Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, possibly another receiver in Dontavian Wicks on the depth chart for targets next year. He might be behind tight end Luke Musgrave for targets next year. I mentioned Jerry Jeudy before. Now, while Romeo Doubs has been under 40 yards per game in both seasons, Jerry Jeudy has a 4-season sample where he has at least 45 yards per game in all 4 seasons. The Browns just extended him on a fairly large contract. Amari Cooper turns 30 this summer. I don't even really like Jerry Jeudy, but hey, if you want that type of receiver, he's the same as Romeo Doubs in terms of dynasty value, and I'd rather just take a chance with Jerry Jeudy in a new environment. Again, rookies like Ladd McConkey, Troy Franklin, just try to get those guys on your team instead. They're projecting for late round one, early round two draft capital, whereas Romeo Doubs was a fourth round pick who may not even start in three receiver sets in his third NFL season. Now it's time to get a little spicy. You might be like, you might say, Josh, thanks for telling me to get rid of Romeo Doubs. Give me something spicy, folks. Let me clear my throat of that spice. Here we go. Player number 7 to trade away. We are selling James Cook as the RB11 in Dynasty on Keep Trade Cut. Now, James Cook in college never had more than 7.5 carries. Never more than 7.5 carries or 2 receptions per game in any of his 4 college seasons at Georgia. As a rookie in the NFL in 2022, he had 5.5 carries per game and 1.3 receptions per game as a change of pace back. Then last year, he averaged 14 carries a game, 2.6 receptions per game, and he finished as the RB19 in PPR fantasy points per game. Just the RB19. He's valued as RB11. Film grinders didn't really like James Cook all that much last year either. I think we would all agree Joe Mixon did not look very good last year. He looked washed up. And then you look and James Cook and Joe Mixon had the same PFF film grade last year. The Bills fired their offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, after a 5-5 start to the season. 5 wins, 5 losses. They fire offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey. The next 4 games, they have new offensive coordinator, Joe Brady. And Joe Brady fed James Cook. As he tries to figure out what he wanted the offense to look like, the first 4 games with the new offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, James Cook averaged 17 carries, 88 rushing yards, 4.8 targets, 53 receiving yards, and 24 PPR fantasy points per game in those next 4 games. 53 receiving yards a game. For context, Christian McCaffrey hasn't averaged 53 receiving yards, but 47 receiving yards per game in his career. He was basically better than what CMC has given us. Christian McCaffrey was not the receiver as that James Cook was in those 4 games. The other 13 games, Cook averaged just 61 rushing yards, 17 receiving yards, and only 11 PPR fantasy points per game. Those other 13 games, that is the same fantasy output as what Gus Edwards gave you last year. With James Cook, he's a moderately talented running back with a history of committee back usage who generally has performed like a fantasy RB3. Or should we look at a 4-game sample after an offensive coordinator was fired midseason where James Cook saw historic pass game usage? I know which sample size I'm going to believe. Let's sell James Cook for a late 2024 first round pick or a wide receiver like Jaden Reed. If you're like, hey, Josh, I really want a tight end. Great. You can flip James Cook for Mark Andrews right now and thank me later. Player number 8, we are selling Tajay Spears as the RB20 on Keep Trade Cut. We should rarely look outside a 1 to 2 year window for our running backs in Dynasty. Tony Pollard's deal with the Titans doesn't have an opt out for the team in terms of getting rid of him without incurring massive dead cap. The out comes after the 2025 season. So for at least the next 2 years, Tajay Spears will have to split touches with Tony Pollard. The Titans offense with Will Levis isn't all that exciting either. We're looking with Tajay Spears at the likely 1B, not a 1A, a 1B committee back in a below average offense. I would flip Tajay Spears for Tony Pollard straight up since Pollard is much more likely to be the lead back, yet he's a little cheaper on Keep Trade Cut. If you're like, Josh, I want a different 1B committee back in a mediocre offense where the starter's current contract only runs through 2024 rather than 2024 and 2025 like Tony Pollard, well, then just take at running back 25, which is lower than Tajay Spears, you could have Jaylen Warren. Najee Harris might not be a Steeler after this year. If you want to win now, ironically enough, new Ravens running back Derrick Henry has the same value as Tajay Spears in Dynasty. And I would definitely prefer 1 to 2 seasons of the big dog in that Ravens offense. sell Tajay Spears. Player number nine. We got two left, folks. Player number nine. We are also selling another running back. This will ruffle feathers, potentially. Kenneth Walker, currently the running back 10 consensus. He finished as the running back 16 per game as a rookie in 2022. Then he finished RB20 per game in 2023 because he had to split some work with Zach Charbonnet, who the Seahawks took in round two last year. Charbonnet is the better pass catcher. We all know this. Well, and then what's funny is that Charbonnet also, according to Amazon's Next Gen Stats, which is basically a player tracking stat where it looks at where all players are moving at all times on the field, Zach Charbonnet had more rush yards per attempt above expectation than Kenneth Walker. So essentially on a per carry basis, using player tracking data, Next Gen Stats thought Zach Charbonnet on a per carry basis was more efficient than Kenneth Walker. I know Walker's more explosive. He's a bigger big play threat. We like big plays. But unfortunately, Kenneth Walker just hasn't consistently scored fantasy points in the NFL, and he will continue to split some touches with Zach Charbonnet for the next two seasons. Now, look, I don't like James Cook. I just talked about him. James Cook's current ADP on Underdog Fantasy for best ball this year is pick 46. That puts James Cook in the dead zone for expected fantasy production. He's a late fourth-round pick. But get this, Kenneth Walker's even lower. Kenneth Walker was at pick 58 in redraft, the RB15 overall. Ugh. Rashad White was from the same draft class as Kenneth Walker. He goes a full round earlier in redraft, yet he's cheaper in Dynasty. That doesn't quite make sense to me. If you want a rookie pick, instead of swapping out Kenneth Walker for another running back, if you want a rookie pick, a late 2024 first can help you get out of Kenneth Walker. If you want a quarterback in Superflex, Jared Goff has the same value. So does the likely next quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings in J.J. McCarthy. Get rid of Kenneth Walker. And now we made it, folks. We made it. The final player 10 to trade away. Justin Fields at quarterback 27 on Keep Trade Cut. Now, Justin Fields was just traded from the Bears to the Steelers in exchange for a 2025 conditional sixth round pick. Justin Fields is really cheap this year. He has a $1.6 million base salary to back up Russell Wilson. The Steelers have a couple weeks to decide if they're going to pick up Fields' fifth-year option. I think that's really unlikely. It's over $25 million for 2025. Most likely, Justin Fields is a backup quarterback for the remainder of his career. If you're a win-now dynasty team, trade away Justin Fields for Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers in Superflex. For your Superflex bench, if you really want a backup quarterback with elite mobility and 1 year left on his rookie deal, who also is part of a much better offense than Justin Fields with the Steelers, just trade Justin Fields for a rookie pick along with Cowboys backup quarterback Trey Lance. I'm Josh Lurkey. This is the Dominator. And in 20 minutes, you just got 10 players to trade away in Dynasty.
Hey, I want to thank you for being part of this broadcast. If you have any thoughts on it, leave a comment. If you enjoyed it, make sure you leave a like. And if you want to see more shows on the Player Profiler channel, subscribe to it. That's how we know you want more.